Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
We got Browns Chiefs on Sunday. The Browns trying to play spoiler to what could be the first team to ever win three straight Super Bowls in NFL history. To talk about all that, we also got to talk about Army-Navy, because our next guest on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline is going to be part of the announced team for Army-Navy this weekend in Landover, Maryland. The great Mike Mayock, NFL analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, guys. How you doing?
Doing really, really well. Is this, I'm sorry for being ignorant on this, is this your first in-person Army-Navy game?
No, I've done several games. Back in the late 90s, I was actually the sideline reporter on television for CBS when the wall fell down in the end zone, injuring a bunch of cadets. And it became a major story. It was in my hometown of Philadelphia. Anyway, I did that game. I've done a couple on the radio. When I was a senior at Boston College, I played against all three service academies, and I hated every minute.
All right, well, I think we lost Mike.
The wall fell down on his phone. You notice the timing there was, he was like, I hated every minute of playing against the three service academies, and big government shut him down right there.
Ah, that's what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, might have been with some of those drones over New Jersey. Might have interrupted it as well.
Might have been. Here's the thing. Watching it on TV, man, just nothing compares to going to the actual game.
I mean, I've had so many friends that have gone to the game because it was like a big thing that they would take, you know, different radio teams and different radio stations and send them out to there. So I think I've known like a million people in the business that have gone, and I've had every one of them have said the exact same thing that you said. You just come back and you're like, this is the coolest, one of the coolest sporting events they ever go to.
Mike, welcome back, buddy. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry. Basically, what I was saying is I've been to a lot of NFL games. I've been to a lot of college games. I've been a GM. I played in the NFL. But anytime I walk on the academy to do a game, back in the day when I played against them, I get chill bumps. You watch the walk-on, the flyover. if you've got any kind of patriotic stick in your body, it gets to you. And I've been watching film all week of these two teams, and I'm all fired up for this game. It's pretty special, and I think in today's college football world, unique.
Yeah, it's obviously a great time. We're not having as great of a time watching Browns football these days, Mike. It's been a slug. How did the Browns get fixed?
You don't have a time machine that to undo the Deshaun Watson trade, so you're stuck. Bottom line for me is this, is your owner has to be patient. I think you've got the two right guys at the top. I'm a Stefanski fan. I'm an Andrew Berry fan. I think they're both really smart, and I think they'll figure it out. The problem is you've got a quarterback that's not going to play for you. It's costing you $40-plus million in cash, another $70-plus on the salary cap. To be honest with you, I'd rather not even have him in the building next year. I would just rather move on, take the hit, and go.
So with that, you know, we've had kind of the debate on the show. Jimmy Haslam was actually quoted at the owners' meetings this week, saying he doesn't think it's going to take that long to rebuild this thing, that it won't be a prolonged rebuild. Do you look at this and see more than maybe a one-year retool?
Well, look, it's a lot to ask Kevin to continually win 11 games starting four different quarterbacks. And I don't think the answer is on the roster. So the answer to your question is how quickly can they get a capable quarterback that can help them win playoff games? And is that a veteran or is that a draft pick? And again, you've got to recalibrate your table based on that answer. I would think if you're a Browns fan, and again, who knows what the draft order is going to be, but if you're a Browns fan, you'd like to get a good young quarterback and be able to build around the rookie contract. But we don't even know where they're going to be picking yet. So the bottom line to me is believe in those guys. They'll begin to get the draft picks back that they lost in the Watson trade. The offensive line was decimated before the season even started. I'd like to get a real good look at some of those young players. You know, I want to find out if Michael Hall can play. You know, I want to find out if that seventh-round draft pick on the defensive line, whether he can play. Isaiah McGuire's playing more snaps. I mean, I kind of look at the rest of this year like, what can we get from our young guys? What do we believe in? You know, Dalvin Tomlinson, you know, I think his guaranteed money burns off this year. So do you want to pay him $11 million next year? You know, there's a bunch of different conversations that you can't have in a 10-minute radio interview that they're going to have to figure out in the offseason.
Mike, you said you like Stefanski and Barry. I like Stefanski as well. I think he's a good head coach. Barry's the one I'm not necessarily sold on. It's been 5 years, and we don't have a lot of draft picks that are hit there. And he hasn't had as many, obviously, first-round picks with Deshaun and what that draft compensation was in order to go ahead and get Deshaun. But what is it you like about Andrew Barry in particular?
What I really like and what I've learned in this league over a lot of years is it's about the relationship between the head coach and the GM. And if they're not tied at the hip philosophically, it's good to argue. It's good to have disagreements. It's good to work at each other to get better. But if you're not philosophically aligned, you've got no shot in this league. And one of the best coaches that ever coached told me years ago, I asked him how many teams he worried about every year. And he said, maybe 5, 6, 7. And I said, why so few? And he said, the other 25 will eliminate themselves. And that's what happens in this league. And that's what happened to Cleveland in the early part of the Haslam reign. You know, you're firing head coaches and GMs every year or two. And really, once you get the right guys in there, and you can quibble about draft picks and what they've done in free agency, but I think the two of them are aligned philosophically. I think they're both really smart, and I don't think Andrew has had a fair shot yet based on exactly what you said, which is all the draft picks given up for the quarterback.
Mike Mack on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So when it comes to this draft, I'm not sure, you know, how much work you've been able to get done yet, because we're still early in the draft process is what I'm trying to say. But do you, if you have done kind of some of that advanced work, do you see a franchise quarterback in this draft this year?
I don't see it like last year. I mean, I had big grades on the two quarterbacks last year. I mean, there were really four or five, but the Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I had the identical grade on, and it was a big grade. And then I had Drake May and Penix a notch below. And then after that, I had Bo Nix. And you look what's going on in the league, and this is rare. I think what people have to understand is this young quarterback class so far is rare. Next year, and I have done a lot of work, and there's a clumping of quarterbacks, and I don't have them in any order yet, but, you know, Shedeur Sanders from Colorado, Cam Ward from Miami, the Alabama kid, Milroe, the Georgia kid, Beck, who's had a disappointing year. I mean, they're the four or five guys that I think are going to be at the top end of this draft, and I've done a minimum of four or five games on all of them, going back to 23 and 24, and I'm not ready to jump on the table for any of them. I don't think it's as good a class as last year, but I still have a lot of work before I put any final grades on them.
Well, so if you're the Browns, knowing that, then are you going to be hesitant if you're drafting somewhere between, let's just say conservatively, 6 to 9? And I would imagine a couple quarterbacks would be off the board then. If it's a third or fourth, if you're the Browns, are you doing the bridge quarterback thing and just kind of saying we'll wait till next year?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think it's part of the problem is, when does a good veteran quarterback hit the market? Not often. I give Minnesota a ton of credit for what they've done with Darnold, and I think their head coach is rare with his ability to develop a quarterback at this stage in his career. So I think you scour the veteran group that may or may not be available. When I was with the Raiders, we had Derek Carr, and, you know, I knew Derek wasn't a top five quarterback in the league, but he was better than a bridge quarterback. You could win games with him. You could go to the playoffs with him. You could build around him, and which bought you time to find that franchise quarterback. So I'm not sure when the Browns are going to be drafted this early again, because, I do believe in Kevin. Kevin wins a lot of games. But if they find a quarterback in this draft that they like, they got to go find a way to get him, because right now it's not on their roster.
Mike, looking at this matchup this weekend, the Chiefs are in town. They're 12-1. The Browns are not 12-1. They're 3-10. If you took, because I'm going to ask all of our NFL analysts this week this question, if you took Pat Mahomes and you put him as the quarterback of the Browns, so that's the only thing you switch, everything stays the same for the Cleveland Browns, what does the Browns record look like with Pat Mahomes?
Significantly different. And at the end of the day, what's important in the NFL for winning consistently, it's what kind of owner do you have? What's the relationship between the head coach and the GM? And most importantly, do you have a franchise quarterback? And guys, there's only five or six at most in this league that you go, okay, that's a franchise quarterback. And every year I'll sit there at the end of the summer and kind of think about, okay, you know, Jalen Hurts 2 years ago was heading that way, but where is he now? Deshaun Watson fell off the face of the earth. What about the young guys? What about the kid in Detroit that's playing his ass off right now? And so you're trying to figure out, you know, how do you become a team with one of those guys? And you have to continuously take chances trying to find that quarterback for your franchise, or you're just probably going to be swimming in mediocrity for most of it.
How do the Chiefs keep winning these one-score games?
You already answered your question. But the quarterback. But I'll take it a step further. And, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia. I'm an Andy Reid person. I always have been. I know him pretty well. And a couple of years ago when the Eagles were up at halftime of the Super Bowl, I was kind of like, you know, I just think this is going to be Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And that's what it was. And I think at this point you can now add Steve Spagnuolo. So I know it's sexy to talk about the quarterbacks and the players, but with Kansas City, I think it's the quarterback. I think it's the culture that the quarterback is a big part of. And then you look at Andy Reid and the defensive coordinator Spagnuolo, and that defense has carried them in the regular season for two consecutive years now.
Mike, we talked about Bill Belichick going back to college the first time since I believe he was in college. I'm just curious, like, what do you think is the most important thing for Bill Belichick to succeed in his, whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years stay as Tar Heels head coach in college?
Look, I played for Bill Belichick on the New York Giants in the mid-'80s. And he was a 29-year-old linebacker coach and special teams coordinator, and I knew he was rare even then. Okay, so the fact that he's 72 now, what I fully expect, he's already hired Mike Lombardi to be his GM. The college game is turning into a version of the NFL. As far as I'm concerned, the portal is no different than free agency, except there's no cap. At the end of the day, he'll bring that model in. He'll bring in a bunch of really high-level coaches. He'll be able to tell kids, you come to North Carolina and I'll be your best tool, will be your best tool to get you to the NFL. Just look at my track record. He'll have a bunch of young coaches on that staff in addition to the veteran guys, and he'll have a transition plan. So I expect him to go in there and compete immediately at a high level. People are worried about him and whether or not he can communicate with 17 and 18-year-olds. I know he can because I've seen a different side of him the last 40 or 50 years. And I think the American public has seen a different side of him this last year. And I think it'll be intriguing to see going forward how he presents himself.
Mike, we also, obviously with the Chiefs coming into town, we're, you know, wondering, can they be a three-peat? And, you know, JP mentioned the one-score wins and all this. What do you think is a key to Kansas City, or maybe the key to Kansas City being the first team in NFL history to win three straight Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to do what they did last year, which was your defense plays at a higher level than your offense, and then you get to the playoffs, and all of a sudden the offense gets kicked into high gear. I did their Buffalo game in the playoffs at Buffalo last year, and Josh Allen played his tail off in the first half, about as well as Josh Allen could play. And every time he scored, Patrick Mahomes scored. It was unbelievable. He's throwing guys open that caught 18 passes the whole season, you know, like Valdez-Scantling. And out of nowhere, they just became, again, a juggernaut on offense. And I think that's really hard to do, is to just kick the offense into gear again at the end of the year in the playoffs. But I think that is their key, because I think their defense will be good. I think their special teams are always good. I think it becomes, can Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, can they fix the offensive line at left tackle? Can they run the football? They're going to get Pacheco back. What's it going to look like on offense once they get in the playoffs?
Wait, we might have the game of the season. You mentioned Josh Allen. It'll be the Lions and the Bills this weekend. How do you see that one?
love that game. Love the Eagles and the Steelers in the same time frame. I think Buffalo's got to win a football game, especially after what happened to them last week, and especially their defense. Detroit is beat up on defense. I give that organization so much credit for where they started, staying consistent with the head coach, the GM, letting them build their way. They got a culture now that's special. They just keep finding, like, a little bit like Kansas City. They keep finding ways to win, regardless of how many injuries they have. I think it's going to be tough. Having said all that, I think that's going to be a tough ask in Buffalo on Sunday.
Mike, excellent stuff. Can't wait to hear you on the Army-Navy call this weekend. For those who want to obviously watch a game, 2 p.m. Eastern pregame, 3 p.m. kickoff. So we want to say thank you for your time. Happy holidays to you and your family. And again, thanks again for joining us. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Mike Mack there, NFL Network analyst. He'll be on the Army-Navy call this weekend. Mike joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Big endorsements for the Browns situation. Is it that simple? Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.